弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们一起来到你面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks.
主，感谢你又预备这个美好的圣日，主，你让你的儿女一起来敬拜你。
We thank you again for have ordained this wonderful day so that your children can come to worship you.
主，你是造物主，主，我们是受造物。
Lord, you are the creator. We are the creator.
主，你的话语如果没有主你圣灵的带领，我们不可能明白。
Without your spirit's leading, we cannot understand your words.
所以就求主你带领我们今天从头到尾的敬拜。
So we ask your Holy Spirit to guide and lead our worship.
求主你的圣灵引导我们明白你话语。
Please, your Holy Spirit, let us to understand your words.
主，谢谢你。
Thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天呢是第十二章的第一节到第十二节的信息。
Today's message is from the scripture Mark chapter 12, verse 1 to 12.
其实通过前面几次的信息呢，我们知道。
Through the previous message, we know.
那么当主耶稣骑驴进圣城的时候呢，有许许多多的人前呼后随，喊着何塞纳，何塞纳。
When Jesus Christ rode on the donkey and entered the Jerusalem, many crowd people in the crowd held that Hosanna, Hosanna.
那么他们本以为呢，他们的救主弥赛亚会带领他们来起来要革命。
They thought their Savior, Messiah, will lead them have a resolution.
那么来推翻罗马帝国的统治，重新建立强大的以色列帝国。
To overturn the control of the Romans so they can establish the new Israelite nation.
那么然而呢，主耶稣并不但没有这样行，而且来到圣殿，推倒这些做买卖人的桌子和凳子。
Jesus not only didn't do what they have thought, but overturned the tables. And throw out the merchants of those people who doing the business there.
能把他们赶出圣殿，并且呢，责备那些管理圣殿的那些犹太教的领袖。
So he chased out those merchant and also rebuked the leaders of who governs the temple.
因为他们并没有按照神的教导来管理圣殿，那么却使圣殿变成了贼窝。
Because they did not follow God's command to manage the temple, make the temple become the people to doing unlawful business there.
然而这些犹太教的领袖呢，不但没有接受主的责备，反而对主耶稣产生了仇恨。
Not only the leaders did not receive Jesus' rebuke gracefully, they also plotted to kill him.
那么一同起来质问主耶稣做这些事情是凭什么决定？
They gathered together and got up to ask Jesus what is his authority from?
那么在第十一章二十九到三十三节里面，我们看到主耶稣呢用他超然的智慧来回应了他们的质问。
And from chapter 11 verse 29, Jesus used his supreme wisdom to rebuke those leaders.
那么他们本想来羞辱主耶稣，却掉进了他们自己为自己所设的这个网络里面。
They want to shame Jesus Christ, but on the other hand, they themselves fall into their own trap.
那么在今天的信息中呢，主耶稣又用一个比喻，再次来指出他们悖逆神的各样的罪行。
And in today's message, that Jesus Christ once again point out their evil and rebuke them.
那么让这些犹太教的领袖，也包括我们每一个人知道。
So that the Jewish leaders and people like us will all understand.
明白这样一个真理，就是一直拒绝耶稣基督的人，终将得到公义的审判。
That is, if you keep rejecting Jesus Christ's grace and the truth, that you will be judged.
我们从三个方面来分享。
We'll illustrate in three areas.
那么第一点就是神的忍耐。
And first is God's patience.
那么第二点就是神的慈爱。
And second is God's love, steadfast love.
那么最后一点，我们知道神他的公义的审判。
And the last is God's righteous judgment.
我们先看我们要讲的第一点就是神的忍耐，这是在第十二章的第一到五节。
So first, let's take a look at verse 1 to 5, God's patience.
我们先看第一节，这说耶稣就用比喻对他们说，有人栽了一个葡萄园，周围围上篱笆，挖了一个压酒池，盖了一座楼，租给园户，就往外国去了。
Verse 1, he then began to speak to them in parable. A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a pit for the wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and went away on a journey.
那么就这节经文呢，它紧跟在十一节的第十一章的三十三节之后。
This verse just follows the previous chapter 11, verse 33.
那我们从上下我们知道，这些犹太教的领袖呢，最后落在了自己的网络之中。
From the previous context, we know that those Jewish leaders they fall into their own trap.
他们不知道如何来回答主耶稣的问题。
They do not know how to answer Jesus' question.
而主耶稣呢，又用犹太人所熟悉的这个葡萄园来设一个比喻。
Jesus again used the familiar story that to teach them.
那么再次显明神的良善和这些犹太教领袖的邪恶。
And once again demonstrated God's kindness and the evilness of those Jewish.
其实早在旧约时代，神就透过了先知以赛亚，那么把犹太人作为一个整体类比为他的葡萄园。
So in the Old Testament, God already used the prophet to describe the Israelites as the vine vineyard.
那么他主要是想强调呢，犹太人作为一个民族整体在神眼里的特殊地位。
He's trying to emphasize as a nation that the Israelites hold a high place in God's eye.
那么在以赛亚书第五章第一节到第二节的上前半部分，还有第七节的前半部分，他这样讲，他说：“我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌，论他葡萄园的事，我所亲爱的有葡萄园的肥美的山冈。”在肥美的山岗上，他刨挖园子，剪去石头，栽种上等的葡萄树，在园中盖了一座楼，又凿出亚酒池。万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的就是犹大人。
Isaiah chapter 5 verse 1.I will sing for the one I love, a song about the vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest wines. He built a watchtower in it and cut out a wine press as well. The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are the garden of the delight of his delight.And he looked for justice and saw bloodshed. For righteousness, he heard cries of distress.
那么主耶稣呢，其实在他的比喻中呢，他又另加了两条。
And in his parable, Jesus added two other things.
那么就是说，园主，那么又加了两，主耶稣又加了两条了，就是说园主呢，在园子周围围上了篱笆，租给了园户，自己就往外国去了。
So here Jesus added that he put a wall around the vineyard and dug a pit for the wine press and built a watchtower. Then he went to his journey.
那么其实这些犹太教的领袖，他们很熟悉圣经。
So those Jewish leaders, they are very familiar with the scripture.
所以特别是以赛亚书里面，他们也是非常的知道。
And they are especially familiar with the book of Isaiah.
那么他们很快就会意识到主耶稣讲的比 喻呢，是指的他们说的。
So right away they understand that Jesus is saying this to point to them.
那么这里的约主呢，就是指神他自己。
And here the gardener is the God Himself.
而葡萄园呢，就是指犹太民族这个整体在神眼中的特殊的地位。
And the vineyard is point to the nation of the Israelites that holds a high place in God's heart.
而这个篱笆呢，就是指神对犹太人的保护，还有神给他们所赐下的律法。
And the wall around it is the protection from God and the law that God gave to them.
那么约户呢，就是指这些宗教犹太教的领袖。
And the farmers that are those the Jewish leaders.
那我们看到约主呢，把整个葡萄园租给了约户。
And we know that the owner of the vineyard rented the whole vineyard to the farmers.
让他们来照顾还管理，要使园子呢多结果子。
He wants them to watch over and take care of the vineyard so that it can be fruitful.
那么到时候呢，要给园主交一些果子作为租金。
And at the time of harvest, they need to give the owners some food as a rent.
所以这里面葡萄园还有园主和这些园户之间的关系呢，我们就表明了神他自己的主权。
So the owner of the vineyard and the relationship between them, him and the farmers, is a relationship between God and the.Jewish people.
其实从这些里面，我们都可以看出来，这是一位很良善的主人。
So from the story, we know that this owner is very kind.
那么他们之间也有一个很好的合约。
And they have a good covenant.
如果这些约户能够按约主的要求去做的话，他们本来能够在约中有美好的生活。
If the farmers that do according to the owner's instruction, then they will have a beautiful life in the yard.
所以这里也让我们就看到了神对犹太人这个民族的特别的爱。
So here we can see that God's special love to the nation of the Israelites.
那么他顾念他们一切的需要。
He cares for all their need.
那么让他们的领袖呢带领他们和保护他们。
He commanded the leaders to lead them and protect them.
按照神教导他们的去行。
Of course, according to the teaching of God.
我们看下面第二到第五节说什么？那么第二节再说，到了时候，打发一个仆人到约户那里，要从约户收葡萄园的果子。约户拿住他，打了他，叫他空手回去。再打发一个仆人到他们那里，他们打伤他的头，并且凌辱他。又打发一个仆人去，他们就杀了他。后又打发好些仆人去，有被他们打的，有被他们杀的。
Verse 2 to 5。At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent another servant to them. They struck this man on the head and treated him shamefully. He sent still another, and that one they killed. He sent many others. Some of them they beat, others they killed.
那么我们从前面看到，那么在特殊的时候呢，园主要打猎，园主打发他的仆人来，要收一定的租金。
So from the story that we know that at a certain time that the owner will send a servant to collect a rent.
那么这些我们就能知道，园主肯定是跟这个园户呢立了一个双方都同意的这样一个合约。
From this, we know that the owner and the farmers who rent the vineyard, that they have established agreement, they both agree.
那么园户呢，肯定也是答应园主要按照他的要求来照管园子。
And the tenants also must take the agreement and want to follow to take care of the vineyard.
那么从所产的这些果子中呢，给园主一部分作为租金。
And agreed from the harvest that they will return some rent to the owner.
而剩下的呢，就全归了他们自己所有。
And the left will belong to them.
所以呢，从园主的身上呢，处处我们可以体现到看到园主对园户的慈爱、怜悯和他们忍耐。
So from the owners, we can see that his kind and loving kindness towards those that who rent the vineyard.
所以他也这一次的派他们的仆人去收这些租金，虽然遭了凌辱，还有甚至是打死的，但是原主呢还没有按他们这样的来对待他们。
Many times the owner sent the servants to collect the rent, even though some they killed and beat up, but he still patient and send another.
来，我们从园户对待园主仆人的方式，我们看到呢，那么我们就他们要么殴打他们，要么凌辱，让他们空手回去，要么杀害他们。
But from the tenants, how he treated the owner's servant, we know that he beat them up or killed them.
那么，这样彻底的体现了这些园户他们的贪婪，还有他们的忘恩负义的本质。
And demonstrate that those tenants they're greedy and they forgot all the goodness of the owner.
那么园主也这一次的派人去，他们也这一次的就这样来对待。对待这个原主的这些仆人。
And many times the owner sent his servants to collect rent, but the tenants many times refused and treated the servants unjustly.
所以对原主呢毫无敬畏敬重之心。
And they do not have any respect and give the honor to the owner.
那么这里呢，这些仆人呢，就是代表那些神所派晓谕以色列人的那些先知。
And the servants are represent those prophets that God sent to the Israelite people.
所以呢，从这个比喻中，我们看到那些仆人的下场呢，都一个比一个不好。
So from this parable that we know, those servants are treated badly.
那么都是因为被这些园户这样的恶劣的对待。
And they treated very evilly by the tenants.
那么圣经告诉我们，那么这些先知呢，有比方说以先知以利亚被他们追杀的无处躲藏。
So the Bible told us that the story about Elijah that they were chasing and beat up by the Israelites.
那么先知以利米呢，被他们殴打，又被他们拘禁在监狱中。
And also Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, also beat up by them and in prison.
那么先知撒加利亚呢，被他们用石头打死。
Zacharias, the prophet, also stoned to death by them.
我们也知道先知施洗约翰呢，被他们斩头。
And also John the Baptist was beheaded by them.
那么还有很多的先知呢，圣经上没有记载他们怎么样。那么这个离世的，那么就是，但是呢，我们知道圣经中记载了这些东西，我们记载了根据圣经中记载，我们知道这些先知最后，那么都被这些不得到这些不公正的待遇。
And also other prophet is not recorded in detail, but we know that the ending result for them is not good.
那么这里神因他的良善，一次又一次的忍耐。
God because of His mercy that He has patience all the time.
而这些被虐的人呢，一次又一次的。来拒绝神对他们的慈爱和怜悯，恩慈和怜悯。
But those rebellions that refused many times that God's love and patience grace took toward them.
那么这些园户呢，这样的对待这些仆人，那么我们看主人呢，下一步会有什么反应？
So the tenants that they treated God's servant like this, but how God will deal with them?
那么这是我们的第二点，就是神的慈爱。
And the second point is God's steadfast love.
就是第六节到第八节。
It's from verse 6 to 8.
那么这里第六节到第八节这样讲，他说原主还有一位是他的爱子，末后又打发他去，意思是说他们必尊敬我的儿子。不料那些园户彼此说，这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，产业就归我们了。于是拿住他，杀了他，把他丢在园外。
He had one left to send, a son whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying, "They will respect my son." But the tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard.
那么这些园户呢，凌辱和残害了很多园主的仆人。
Those tenants that they humiliated and killed many servants God sent.
其实园主呢，到最后呢，再没有仆人可打发去了。
So there's no more servants that left for the owner to send.
也只剩下他自己的爱子。
Only his beloved son.
而园主呢，我们看到不但没有怀恨和回击他们。
So not only the owner did not hold grudge against those farmers.
反而又打发他的爱子去到园户那里。
Instead, he sent his beloved son to them.
那我们也知道，当主耶稣在世的时候呢，父神呢至少有两次告诉人们，他是耶稣是他的爱子。
We know that from the Gospel book that God twice told the people around Jesus that he is the beloved son.
那么当主耶稣受洗从水中上来的时候，在马可福音一章十一节告诉我们说，又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
And when Jesus just baptized and got out of the water, then there's a voice from heaven said, "You are my beloved son."
那么当主耶稣登山变相的时候，咱们在马可福音九章七节里面告诉我们，他说有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，又有声音从云彩里说出来说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
And when Jesus was on the mountain at the transfiguration time, that this voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved son. You need to respect him."
所以透过这些呢，我们也知道这些犹太教的领袖，他们完全是知道这些事情的。
And from all this recording that we know, the Jewish leaders, they understand what God has.
也就他们是知道这个比喻里面，原主的爱子就是指耶稣基督他自己。
That is, they understand in this parable that the son of this owner is Jesus Christ himself.
那么原主这里呢，本以为这些凶恶的园户，那么凌辱和残害他的仆人。
And the owner thought those farmers that who killed the prophet.
那么虽然他知道这些园户呢对待他儿子、对待这些仆人这样，那么他以为呢，他们不可能会这样同样的方式来对待他的儿子、爱子。
He thought they were not treated his son like the way that they treated servant.
因为那些仆人呢，只是传递这个原主的信息。
Because those servants that only pass the message for the owner.
而他的儿子呢，是葡萄园的继承人。
But his son is the owner will inherit the vineyard.
所以他应该和他的父亲呢，有对葡萄园有同样的权柄。
And he has the same right as his father does.
所以园主呢，以为这些园户呢，一定会敬重他。
So the owner thought that those farmers will respect his son.
一定会按照他的要求去做。
And will follow his command.
那么会把一些果子来交给他们。
And will give them some food.
然而这里我们看到园户不但不敬重他，反而憎恨他，最后杀了他。
We know that the fact is that farmers not only do not respect the son, but also killed the son.
那么同样，因为那么同样呢，是当神差遣他的爱子耶稣基督来到人间的时候。
It's the same that when God sent His Son Jesus Christ to earth.
那么他首先是来到犹太人的中间来传讲神的福音。
So first He came among the Jewish people and bring God's message to them.
那么他和父神有同样的权柄。
He has the same right as the Father.
而且远远超过过去那些先知。
And it's way surpass all those surpass all those prophets.
那么这些犹太人的领袖呢，本来应该是敬重他、热爱他，那么带领犹太人呢来听从他的福音。
the Jewish leader should respect and love him and lead the Israelites to listen to him.
来从他们的罪中能够解脱，能够认罪悔改。
So that they can be forgiven and repent from their sin.
但是他们更加的憎恨基督，对基督满心的愤怒。
But on the contrary, they hated Jesus most, that hold all the bitterness towards Jesus.
那么最后更加的凌辱他，把他钉在十字架上。
And also shamed him and nailed him on the cross.
他们以为这样就可以专权，就可以为他们自己谋私利。
They thought that they killed the leader so that they can ruin themselves.
那么他们不但拒绝基督的福音。
Not only they rejected the gospel from Jesus.
那么还他们还以轻蔑和憎恨的态度把基督的福音呢从他们的园子里面扔出去。
And also they with disrespect and hatred that they threw out the gospel.
是因为基督的福音呢与他们所相信的是相反的。
Because the gospel from Jesus is contrary to what they like in their heart.
所以这也就是到现在，那么以色列犹太人他们也不愿意接受福音的缘故。
That is why the Jewish people still, this day they refuse the gospel.
那么我们这里看到约户又杀了原主的爱子，我们再看一下原主会如何来反应。
So let us take a look when they killed the son of the owner. What is the reaction from the owner?
那么这是我们最后一点，就是神他的公义的审判。
That is our last point, God's righteous judgment.
那么这就是在最后的九到十二节。
As from verse 9 to 12.
我们先看第九节。这样，葡萄园的主人要怎么办呢？他要来除灭那些园户，将葡萄园转给别人。
So, but the tenants. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others.
那么这里我们看到主耶稣他用一个自问自答的方式来表明园主对葡萄园的绝对的主权。
So here we can see that Jesus answers his own question that trying to clarify the message for them.
那么并给出了园户和葡萄园最后的结局。
And also give the result of those for those farmers.
那么园户呢要被除灭。
And those farmers will be killed.
而园主要转要园葡萄园呢要转给别人。
Vineyard will be rent to others.
那么这是指神要惩治这些邪恶的犹太教的领袖。
And that gave us a clear that Jesus, God will punish those tenants.
而犹太民族作为一个整体，他们要失去在神面前特有的这些地位。
And the Israelites as a nation, that they will lose their special status before God.
那么这也就是神对犹太人他的公义的审判。
That is God's just judgment towards the Israelites.
那么这在主后七十年呢，得到了应验。
And this is fulfilled that after that Jesus died the year 70s.
那么主后七十年，我们知道罗马将军提多，他率领他的军队呢，将耶路撒冷以及圣城、圣殿全部呢摧毁。
We know that 70 AD, that the Roman soldier that lead the Romans, the Roman general lead the Roman soldiers destroyed the Jerusalem.
那么这里我们看到，因为犹太人拒绝基督，拒绝福音。
From here, we know that when the Israelites they reject Christ and His gospel.
福音基督的福音呢，就要在外邦广广传。
And Jesus' gospel that will be proclaimed in the Gentiles.
神要在外邦建立他的教会。
And God will establish His church in the Gentiles.
那么这就是说，他要把他的葡萄园转给别人的意思。
That tells us that He will give His vineyard to others.
所以他不在犹太这个民族中建立他的葡萄园，他要在外邦中建立他的葡萄园。
So he was no longer establish his vineyard in the among the Jews, but he rented it to the Gentiles.
那我们再看第十节到十一节，这儿说，在经上写着说，匠人所砌的石头，已做了房角的头块石头，这是主所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。这经你们没有念过吗？
Verse 10 to 11, haven't you read this scripture? The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
那么主耶稣这段经文呢，它是从诗篇118篇22到23节引用的。
Jesus referenced this part from the Psalm 118:22-23. And the builders that is pointed to those Jewish leaders.
那么这里的石头呢，就是指主耶稣基督自己。
And the stone that points to Jesus himself.
那么他虽然被犹太人弃绝，却成了建立教会的房角石。
Even though he's rejected by the Jews, but he turned out to be the cornerstone of the building the church.
那么在以弗所书二章九到二十二节有这样的教导。
And in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, here's the scripture teaches this.
那么以弗所书二章十九到二十二节，他说：这样，你们不再做外邦人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的居住所在。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
那么虽然主耶稣在这里看似被犹太人所杀，
Even though from the obvious that Jesus is killed by the Jews,
那么这并不代表犹太人他们的阴谋得逞。
But that's not saying that the Jews' plot is successfully.
而是神在使用这件事情来成就他自己的旨意。
It's God Himself used this to accomplish His own perfect will.
所以没有神的允许，这件事情也不可能成就。
Without God's permission, this cannot be fulfilled.
也就是这是神的工作，所以在人看来是稀奇的。
So this is God's work, but it's a wonder in human's eye.
那么这里我们看到神的公义的审判，因着犹太人弃绝和杀害主耶稣而显明了。
So we know that God's righteous judgment is revealed by the Jewish, the unjust treatment.
而神的救赎恩典呢，因着外邦人的认罪悔改而彰显出来。
And the grace of God's salvation is obviously revealed because of the Gentiles' repentance.
那么这些外邦人呢，就是指你我这些所有的不是犹太人的认识神的基督徒。
The Gentiles is including us and other non-Jewish people that who know Jesus Christ.
那么主耶稣最后用一个反问句，他说：“这经你们没有念过吗？”来告诉这些犹太领袖。
And Jesus used a question that in here that asked them, "Haven't you read this scripture?"
那么他们虽然读过这些经文。
Even though they read all these scriptures,
然而他们并不明白。
They do not understand it.
他们此时正在做这些事情。
They are doing exactly the things that Jesus is forbidding.
拒绝他们救主的权柄和他的教训。
They refuse Jesus' sovereignty and salvation.
我们看犹太领袖听完这句话最后的这个比喻最后的反应。
Let us take a look at how the Jewish leader react to Jesus' question.
那么十二节说，他们看出这比喻是指着他们说的，就想要捉拿他，只是惧怕百姓，于是离开他走了。
Verse 12. They looked for a way to arrest him because they knew he had spoken the parable against them, but they were afraid of the crowd, so they left him and went away.
那么这里很明显，这些犹太教的领袖知道主耶稣的这个比喻就是针对他们说的。
Obviously, the Jewish leader understands that Jesus said that parable against them.
是对他们种种罪恶的揭露。
It's an exposure to the evilness.
虽然他们知道，他们并没有知罪去悔改。
Even though they understand it clearly, they did not repent.
反倒仇恨主耶稣的责备。
And on the contrary, they hated Jesus for his righteous rebuke.
想要捉拿他。
And they want to seize him.
不想继续听主耶稣的教导。
They refuse to continue to listen to Jesus.
反倒匆匆地离开他。
And they went away right at once.
那么他们继续为他们更大的恶行去做准备，去寻找机会。
And they continue on their own evil way to do more evil.
那么我们知道，过了两天，他们就把主耶稣钉死在十字架上。
We know that after 2 days that they nailed Jesus on the cross.
那么他们当时没有捉拿主耶稣，不是因为他们敬畏神，而是因为他们害怕人。
At that time, they did not seize Jesus right away, not because they respect him, but because they are afraid of the crowd.
他们一次一次地拒绝基督的福音。
And many times that they refused the gospel.
那么他们最终必然会得到神公义的审判。
And at the end, they will receive God's righteous judgment.
那么今天我们从主耶稣所讲的葡萄园的比喻中，
So today, from the parable that Jesus taught about the vineyard,
那我们看到了神对罪人的忍耐和慈爱。
We learned that God's patience towards the sinners.
也看到了那些继续不断的抵挡和拒绝基督之人的结局。
And we also see the ending result of those that who continuously reject God's truth.
那我们从中呢，我们可以思想以下一些应用。
So we can think about all these applications.
那么首先一点就是，我们不可以徒受神的恩典，我要常常怀感恩的心。
So first, we shouldn't take God's grace for granted, and we should always receive it with a grateful heart.
那么神对以色列人就像对待他的葡萄园，就像园主对待他的葡萄园一样，来百般的关爱。
And just like God treated his vineyard, God loves the Israelites.
他用他大能的手领他们离开在埃及的苦难，而进入迦南美地。
He led the Israelites with his almighty hand and let them enter into the land of Canaan.
那么赐他们律例、法度、典章，让他们来遵行。
And give them the statutes and laws so that they can follow.
让他们不但不感恩，而反而与神为敌，而且杀害他的先知和他的爱子。
Not only they do not give thanks to God, they beat and killed the prophet and also reject God's kindness.
而我们这些人呢，本来是属于外邦人。
And we are Gentiles.
我们本来跟这神的恩，跟神的恩典没有份。
We have no part from God's grace.
但是正是因为他们以色列人的败坏。
But because the evilness of the Israelite people.
那么神的恩典临到我们。
And God's grace fell upon us.
把我们从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
And he delivered us from all the sinfulness.
让我们能够成为他的儿女。
So that we can become his children.
而且神也把我们这些人从各个地方能够带到美国这片美好的土地上。
And God also led us from everywhere together here.
让我们能够自由自在地来敬拜主。
And we can freely worship him.
我们要为所有的这些感恩。
and we should give thanks for all the things that He gave to us.
那么这不是我们该得的，这是神给我们的恩典和他的怜悯。
This is not what we should deserve, but it's all pure God's mercy and grace.
我们得到这样的恩典和怜悯，我们也更知道救恩的宝贵。
And when we receive all this grace and mercy, we should also cherish the salvation.
我们也更应该有热心，有责任去把这个恩典传给更多的还没有认识神的人。
And we should be proclaiming His word and tell His gospels to others.
那么，让更多的还没有信主的外邦人能够进入葡萄园，成为神的儿女。
So that more non-believers that they can enter in God's vineyard and become God's children.
那么第二点我们要学习到的就是我们要知罪后要及时的悔改。
And second, we learned that once we know we're sin, our sin, that we should repent.
那么这里面我们看到原主一次又一次的不悔改，最终落到被审判的下场。
And here we see that those tenants that they sinned but not repent all the time, so that they receive the deadly result.
所以呢，如果我们知道我们犯罪后不尽快去悔改，那么就会让我们失去对罪的敏感，还有对神的敬畏。
So if we sin and we do not repent, this will make us lose the sensitivity to sin, and also fall into the same trap.
而且这样会越来越远离神。
And we will be away from God.
所以呢，不管我们是夫妻之间，还是父母与儿女之间。
No matter if it's a husband or wife or children with your parents,
还是兄弟姐弟兄姊妹之间
or brothers sisters,
那我们就是都会互相的冒犯彼此的伤害。
So oftentimes that we will sin against each other.
那么却不及时去彼此的认罪来还悔改。
If we do not confess our sin and repent right away,
不及时的去和好
not reconciled in time.
那么这样既伤害我们彼此的关系，也伤害我们与神的关系。
And we will damage our relationship and also damage our relationship with God.
那么现在请问我们每一对夫妻，你们有没有互相误会过或者争吵过？
So we can ask ourselves, the husband and wife, if you ever hold a grudge against each other.
那么你们争吵，那么有过这些事情后，有没有互相的来知罪、来悔改、来互相的来宽恕？
After the argument, have you ever confessed your sin to each other and repent?
那么我们所有的做父母和儿女的。
And the parents and children.
那如果我们在言语上也有过彼此的伤害。
If we have spoken evilly against each other,
我们是不是有过彼此的认罪悔改？
Have we ever confessed our sin and repent?
是不是会及时的去和好？
And reconciled in time?
所以也有，还有就是我们，当然是我们弟兄姐妹之间也是一样。
And the brothers and sisters are also like this.
如果我们发现我们彼此有冒犯或者是伤害。
If we find out that we sinned against each other,
我们真的要及时的去来知罪悔改，来彼此饶恕，来尽快的和好。
So we should confess our sin and repent and reconcile with each other in time.
那么不让罪继续留在我们的里边。
We should not let the sin dwell in us.
那我们知道有罪在里面，就有黑暗在里面。
Because where there is sin, there is darkness.
那我们要让光照我们的心。
We need to let the light shine through our heart.
那么其实呢，知罪悔改呢，是主给我们每个人的命令。
And the confess our sin and repent is a command from God.
我们不做，不按主的命令去做，就是在拒绝主的，就是在拒绝主。
If we do not do according to God's command, we are actually rejecting God.
如果我们按照主的教训去行，那么就是束缚主，就是爱他。
If we obey God's law and His teaching, that we are being obedient.
那么主的恩典呢，也就会在我们中间显大。
And God's grace will be demonstrated among us.
那我们的生命也会每日的更新，能够越来越像主耶稣自己讨他的喜悦。
and our life will be renewed and will be more like our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to give thanks to you.
主，谢谢你带给我们主你的话语。
We thank you for giving us your words.
能够带领我们每日的生活。
That led our everyday life.
让我们能够知道主你是恩典慈爱，你是怜悯恩，你是怜悯良善，还有忍耐的神。
Let us truly understand you are a God with patience, love, kindness, goodness, and full of mercy.
也让我们看到主你是重缺公义的神。
And also let us see that you are a just and righteous God.
你必会按照你的公义审判那些一直拒绝不接受你的。
You will judge righteously according to your justice to those that who continually reject your truth.
主保守我们的心能够常常思想你的恩典，不要徒受你的恩典。
Lord, keep our heart in you so that we will ponder on your grace.
也让我们按照你的旨意去行，能够也把你的福音传给更多的人。
Give us a willful heart that we will do according to your will and proclaim your gospel to others.
让我们一同来建立主你的教会。
We can build up the God's church together.
让我们一同在你的真道中来成长。
We can grow up together in your truth.
我们现在祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起唱206首诗歌来预备我们的圣餐。对，我们请站立起。
Please all rise. We will sing a hymn from the hymn book 206 to prepare for the Lord's Supper.